Just in case you haven't heard yet, there is going to be some top-notch bluegrass being played at Bath County High School on Saturday evening. We spoke with Mark Templeton of Pocket Change, one of the three groups performing, to learn a little about his band and music. It turns out he has some sports history with this part of the country as well.
I have been playing music since I was traveling and over to Bath County to battle with the Bath County Chargers in baseball, football, and basketball. So, but the group, I started this group in 1990 and have been very fortunate to keep the same, pretty much almost the same members throughout these years. Of course, we've lost some. So, you know, we do a lot of gospel music, of course. That's kind of a big background for us. Gospel music, and then we do some traditional bluegrass, of course. And the last couple of years, we've been really kind of focusing in on some more patriotic songs. In fact, not this year's CD, but last year's CD was a salute to the veterans. Got two really, really good musicians that can play unbelievably. I mean, banjo and the mandolin, and they play some really, really killer instrumentals. But we focus a lot on just entertaining the crowd and trying to find what is going to be good for that crowd at that time. So it's all about entertaining the crowd and making them feel good. Try to do as many requests as possible, of course. As a matter of fact, I have already gotten, surprisingly, I've gotten a couple messages from a couple people that said, hey, can you work this song into your set? And one of the songs that we're going to try to work in is a song called Curl. And it's a song about a dog. And, of course, if pet owners like myself, I mean, we love our puppy. And this song is about a puppy, a dog. And it's a really tearjerker. And, you know, my wife, she says, don't do that song. It makes everybody cry.
So even if there are a few tears, there's also sure to be plenty of laughter. Mark Templeton talked more about how often Pocket Change plays, their travels, and especially their fellow musicians who they're looking forward to seeing at the Jamboree.
We play probably 40 to 50 shows a year, and that's just about all that we can do and, you know, keep a job and so forth. And we pretty much stay on the East Coast. It's always good to see Willie. He's been a friend a long time. Love those guys that he plays with. And, of course, my buddies, Nothing Fancy, Mike Andy, Mitchell Davis, and Chris Sexton, and all those guys. I mean, they are first class in every way. And, golly, we have been around them and with them for many years. And they are a great group. And I know the people are going to really enjoy them. You know, I'm originally from the University of Virginia, which is across the mountain. And so I normally have some people from Rockbridge County, you know, to come over and get to see some of those folks. It's always good to get back and come back there and pick and sing. It's always good to go home.
Again, the Bath Bluegrass Jamboree is happening at Bath County High School Saturday, April 8th. Doors will be opening at 4:30 and refreshments will be available. Tickets are $10 and music will start around 6. See you there!